This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And man, there are some wild things happening on this Tuesday. What's going on in Korea? These Koreans are going crazy. We'll talk about that. We haven't seen Koreans go this crazy since the Rodney King riots. We'll discuss it at length in a little while. But first, we have to do other things. We have to discuss something that's happening right now to you and to me, an appeal to our emotions, an appeal to our morality, our desire for peace. I'll go into that in a moment, but there's other stuff coming. We're going to talk about the UN warning us of a refugee crisis. Lib women are apparently sterilizing themselves because Trump got elected. All that first aid training and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's have a bit of a chat. It's going to take a little bit, but let's have a bit of a chat. You know how we always talk about how the communist uses your values against you? He himself only has one value, the revolution. Nothing else matters. Everything is permissible to him. Lying, violence, it doesn't matter. But look, she kind of said it here.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Now, you've heard that 1,000 times on this show. That's the head of NPR. But you heard what she said. The truth... What's she trying to do? We're trying to find consensus and get things done. Let's not worry about the truth. Okay, so he doesn't have any morality. The revolution is what matters to him. But I'm going to read you a quote. Quote you probably have heard before, and then we're going to dig into a couple things here. It's not my quote. It's Frank Herbert's quote. He's the one who wrote those Dune books. I never read them, but he's the one who wrote the Dune books. And this is from one of those Dune books, and this is his quote. When I am weaker than you, I ask you for freedom because that is according to your principles. When I am stronger than you, I take away your freedom because that is according to my principles. It is
so important in life. I won't say it's everything, because you don't want to make anything everything, but it is so important in life to determine the people who share your values and those who do not. It is everything. You must figure out that girl you're dating, guy you're dating. I don't know, mom, he might be the one. Does he share your values? Oh, I know he's pretty. Does he share your values? That company you're going to work for, do they share your values? That employee you're getting ready to hire, does he, does she share your values? If they do not, it does not mean you can't hire them. You shouldn't marry them, but it doesn't mean you can't hire them. But it does mean you have to understand they don't share your values and plan accordingly. If you walk into any kind of a relationship, personal, business, politics, otherwise, with someone who doesn't share your values, yet you assume they share your values, you are going to burn. You are going to get burnt. How many people, maybe it's you, listening to the sound of my voice right now, have gone through a nasty divorce? I get the emails all the time. Jesse, he left me. Jesse, I left her. Jesse, I get the emails all the time. And every single one of them goes into an explanation of that, something along the lines of, I didn't even understand she was like this. I didn't know she was like this. I had no idea he was like this. They had no idea. The person they married didn't share their values at all. And when that came out, finally, when the pretending was done, it blew everything up and ruined their lives. Maybe that's you. So let's discuss the people who right now, they're in a way asking for our mercy. And in a way, they are asking to just kind of cohabitate with us. You know, we talked about it on the show. Mark Zuckerberg famously went down to Mar-a-Lago, broke bread with Donald Trump, and told him he wants to be part of the renewing of America. Man, that sounds great, right? Don't you want to renew America? I want to renew America. What? Why would he even talk like this? Well, let's pause for a moment before we discuss that specifically. In 2020, Mark Zuckerberg wrote a $400 million check. What was that check for? Did he get that money back? Nope, not a single penny. He wrote a $400 million check of his fortune to ensure Democrats could steal the 2020 election and kick Donald Trump out of the White House. If you disagree with what I just said, allow me to do something I've never done before. Go read the article in Newsweek where they outlined very specifically how the 2020 election was fortified with Mark Zuckerberg's money. Mark Zuckerberg, to this day, I'm not really on Facebook. I have an account there. I post like once a year, but I have one. To this day on Facebook, from what I understand, to this day, he censors people who publish information he doesn't like. Mark Zuckerberg, who worked hand in hand with the Federal Bureau of Investigation to ensure that the Hunter Biden laptop story wouldn't be seen by enough people to ensure that Joe Biden could win the 2020 election. Here he is admitting it.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's.
What he did was he ensured the largest social media and the platform in the world would hide necessary, truthful information because he wanted Joe Biden to win the election. If you question the efficacy, well, how about that word, Chris? If you question the efficacy of that COVID vaccine, which, sir, of course, was not a vaccine, you got censored. If you question masks, you got censored. Mark Zuckerberg has written vast checks of his personal fortune to ensure that the communists retain power forever in the United States of America. And all of a sudden, we have this amazing 2024 election where Kamala Harris, the first president since Herbert Hoover, did not flip a single county in the country, a Republican clean sweep of virtually every single thing, at least presidential wise. And now Mark Zuckerberg, hey guys, I want to be part of this America renewal. Go America. I love freedom. No. Don't let them do it. And this goes way beyond Mark Zuckerberg. It's one example. Should we cover just a couple things? Just a couple of things, because here's what we're going through right now. We are still in our post-election glow. And we're looking at these cabinet appointments and this nominee and that nominee. And we're excited. We're going to close the border and we're going to do these things. And right now, our values, your value and my value. What do you want for your country? I'll tell you. I know what we want. We want a good country. We want it to be safe, don't you? You don't want to have to stress sending your kid down to the gas station. You want a safe, good country. And don't you want to be at peace? At peace with your neighbors, I mean? At peace with your fellow citizens? Isn't that something that appeals to you? It appeals to me, believe it or not. Everyone thinks I'm just this bomb-throwing savage who wants to fight with everyone all the time. I'm not. I want to live at peace with, no, I'm not Chris. I want to live at peace with my fellow man, just like you do. I want things to be calm. I don't want to have to sit and fight all day long. But really, you have to get this before we go into the rest of this. You really must get this. And unless you get this, you have no chance. You are going to get eaten alive by the propaganda. The communist doesn't feel that way at all. In the same way you desire peace, he desires war. He desires domination. He desires victory. But he understands full well you desire peace. You want things to be calm. You want things to be quiet. You want to get along with everybody. And he's going to use your values against you to try to pour cool water on that white hot anger you should have with him. So let's walk through a couple things he's done, because we are not going to forget. Before we walk, we're going to talk with Pure Talk. What, Chris? Don't shake your head. That was seamless. It was magical, really, is what it was. Magical like Christmas, Chris, and Hanukkah, I guess. Anyway, if you need a gift for Christmas, and everyone does, for somebody, or one of the 85 gifts Chris hands out, you need to get a Pure Talk phone. Give the gift of leaving Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile behind. Stop paying that huge bill every month. Go to a cell phone company that shares your values, will charge you way less. My bill got cut in half. Switch to Pure Talk. This Christmas season, your mom, your kid, your daughter, your dad, they want a new phone, and they don't want it from some garbage commie company like AT&T. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You'll get to speak to an American who speaks English. Switch your cell phone. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, getting ourselves ready for what is coming. The communist is going to act as if he's extending a hand. Don't you want to get along? Don't you want to live at peace? Hey, I'm on your team, guys. Hey, let's all get along now. No. Here's a headline. New report shows nearly 70% of the Biden administration's education enforcement targeted Christian and career colleges. The Joe Biden administration, the communists in this administration, took over the government, and they promptly aimed all the weapons of this government at all of their political opponents. They spent 4 years throwing them in prison, attacking churches, infiltrating churches, opening up the border. Oh, And this little tidbit, this guy's name is Mark Andreessen. He went on the Joe Rogan Experience. I want you to listen to how deeply evil and communist and corrupt the Biden administration was now that they've locked arms with the corporate world. This is the kind of crap that took place in East Germany.
This administration extended that concept to apply it to tech founders, crypto founders, and then just generally political opponents.
So,
yeah, so that's been like super pernicious.
And, I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, 100%. And this is called, so it was Operation Chokepoint 1.0 was 15 years ago against the pot and the guns. Chokepoint 2.0 is primarily against their political enemies and then to their disfavored tech startups. And it's hit the tech world.
I need to clarify what he's talking about. He's talking about being debanked. You see, when he talked about 15 years ago, what happened to the guns, the Obama administration, surprise, surprise, Barack Obama's the author of so many of these things, knew that they could lean on the private sector to get the private sector to attack their political opponents for them. And what happened was gun shops across the country, various entities that deal with guns and ammunition, they were debanked. The bank calls you up one day and says, your account's been closed. Too bad, so sad. No more banking for you. Of course, the evil communists in the Biden administration decided, I like this policy. Let's keep this going and see just how Venezuela we can be.
Like we've had like 30 founders debanked in the last 4 years.
Real?
Yeah. It's been a big recurring pattern.
30.
This is one of the reasons why we ended up supporting Trump. It's like we can't live in this world. We can't live in a world where somebody starts a company that's a completely legal thing and then they literally like get sanctioned, right, and embargoed by the United States government through a completely unaccountable, no due process. None of this is written down. There's no rules. There's no court. There's no decision process. There's no appeal. Who do you appeal to, right? Like who do you go to get your bank account back?
Democrats, the communists took power in this country. They opened up your border on purpose. They filled up your country with rapists and murderers. They had pro-lifers, pastors arrested. They sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation after angry school board moms. They unleashed the power of the government on their political opponents, even removing their banking. And today, you have people like Chuck Todd. He's very angry with Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't seem like a very good guy.
I follow the Hunter Biden trial very closely.
Mm-hmm.
I read every transcript, all the testimony. You want to get angry? Just as somebody in just all these mixed emotions.
Keep in mind, Chuck Todd knew that Joe Biden was a scumbag, weapons-grade scumbag for the entirety of his life. I could have told you all the things about Joe Biden back when he was vice president. So Chuck Todd most definitely did. Chuck Todd never uttered a single word like this during the time Joe Biden was president. But now that he makes Democrats look bad by pardoning his son, Chuck Todd's all over it.
You read the Hallie Biden transcript, and that's Beau's widow.
Yes.
And essentially, he turned her into a crack addict. And this was all happening in 2017, 2018. And Joe and Jill Biden were so concerned about their family that they decided to run for president.
Yep.
So when you talk about the word selfish, it's almost like the word doesn't, I mean, their decision to run for president put the entire Democratic Party and the United States of America in the position that it's in now.
Wow, Chuck Todd. I'm glad he's finally coming around. Man, it feels good watching Chuck Todd. Look at him. Look at him finally waking up. Have you ever heard anyone say that before? This guy's finally waking up. Maybe it's not Chuck Todd. Maybe it was about Mark Zuckerberg or someone else. It's good to see this guy's waking up. Bill Maher's waking up. Mark Zuckerberg's really waking up. Chuck Todd's really waking up. They're not waking up. Their power was just taken away from them. And they're doing everything in their power to appeal to your emotions and your morality and the principles you live by that say you want to live at peace with your fellow man. And now they're all out there sounding like great guys. Here's Senator Joe Manchin, who pretended to be a moderate while voting for every left-wing piece of legislation that screwed you for as long as he was in the Senate. And now, man, he sounds like a great guy.
What I would have done differently, my recommendation as a counsel would have been, why don't you go ahead and pardon Donald Trump for all his charges and make it, you know, it'd have gone down a lot more balanced, if you will. I'm just saying. Wipe them out.
Okay. What do you think this does for his legacy?
I don't know. From that standpoint, it makes it difficult.
Oh, man, Joe. Doesn't he sound... He sounds so reasonable. Man, You know what? He even mentioned pardoning Donald Trump. That sounds like a reasonable guy. We should work with him, right? Oh, let's let bygones be bygones. Sure, he's screwed us over every single chance, but now that we have all the power, he sounds like a good dude. In fact, I think we should hang out. Let's go get a beer. If you thought all that was bad, I have one more that's a doozy for you, and then we'll move off this, do a bunch of other stuff. I want to get to some emails and address what's happening with these daggone Koreans. And remember, email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, or leave me a voicemail, 877-377-4373. We'll get to some of those tonight, too. But also remember, you need to go get your free GovX account. If you don't get a GovX account for Christmas, I don't know what to tell you. If you are a first responder, current or former, military, current or former, educator, current or former, or a member of their family, and you don't have a GovX account, you're crazy. It's free. The membership is free. You have to have that to qualify for one. But if you qualify, it's more products and services than I could ever list for you. There's 1,000 of them. I tell you about Oakley shades or Yeti coolers or concert tickets or tickets to a football game or whatever. It's all there. Massive discounts at govx.com. Now, you want to go to a theme park? govx.com. Take the old lady on a cruise? govx.com. Use the promo code Jesse. You get $15 off your first purchase. Get massive discounts. It's the first place you will shop for everything. Trust me. govx.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. I should point out, not a hard and fast rule. I don't want to tell you how to live your life. If you are sober when you leave the voicemails, that's encouraged, really. Really is encouraged. I didn't think I would have to say that, but let me tell you. Yeah, I had to say that. So 877-377-4373. Now, back to finishing up my thought here on what these people are doing, what every single card-carrying communist is doing right now post-election. They got wiped out. Their power is shrinking. And more importantly than just the election, although the election has a part in this, the culture is turning against them. That's enormous. That dam is breaking big time. People in groups that would never have spoken up before are speaking up publicly now. We did a show on this a little while back about even professional athletes now are feeling comfortable coming out and saying, hey, I love Donald Trump. They're doing the Trump dance on the football field. Sylvester Stallone is a Hollywood juggernaut. Sylvester Stallone came out post-election and gave this long, public, vocal speech of Donald Trump. That's not about Donald Trump. That's the culture not only turning for us, turning against all this communist filth. The communists know this, and they haven't changed their revolutionary ways, not one little bit. But what they are doing is preparing and pretending. They are trying to ensure the revolution is not hurt by the coming red tide, our tide. And so here's one final example. Just again, to the border. Lake and Riley in Georgia. You not only paid to bring her murderer into the country, you flew him from New York City down to Georgia so he could take a rock and beat her head in while she was on the phone with her mother. How many women have been raped in the last 4 years? How many Americans murdered? How many dead from fentanyl overdoses? And they didn't leave the border open by accident. They opened up the door. They announced on television the door was open. And then they used every single dime, every single law, every single thing they could possibly do to bring in as many of these people into the country as humanly possible. And it was all done on purpose. Maybe the most evil act I have ever seen from a presidential administration in the history of the United States of America. To do that to your own country on purpose is treasonous. If you told me you were going to take all the people responsible for it, Biden, Mayorkas, every single one of them, lock them up in cages for the rest of their lives after being convicted of treason, I would tell you that is completely valid. That's how evil that is to do to your own country. They sued. They've used your money every day to make sure the border wall, which was law, could not be built, and they sold off the material. They purposely opened up your country. And today, what are they saying? A Democrat senator. This is from The Hill. He was being asked about it. We utterly mismanaged that issue, is what he said. Oh, it was just mismanaged, you see? It wasn't that they wanted to bring in every third world barbarian they possibly could. It wasn't that they wanted to flood your country with gangs and murderers and rapists and all the other scumbags that have filled up this country in the last 4 years. It's not as if they did that on purpose. It was just kind of a, oh, whoopsie. Oh, my bad. Did I spill the milk? I'm such a klutz sometimes. Don't be too mad at me. I just kind of mismanage things. If I had managed things a little better, you know, we just kind of, we zigged when I guess we should have zagged. Oh, I'm such a ditz sometimes. My bad. You're not angry with me, right? I just mismanaged it. Oh, they didn't mismanage a thing. They managed it in the exact way they wanted to manage it. And the American public went out to the voting booth and rejected that outright. It was one of the issues that drove the American people to the polls. The white hot anger at these dirtballs for what they did to our countries and our communities. Listen to what these people in Chicago are saying to Brandon Johnson.
Let's start with cutting off illegals, getting free everything. Free housing, free schooling, free food. Yeah, let's start with that. You are going down in history as the worst mayor in America.
They did it all on purpose. And now that we won, and now that you think we can change things and reform things, they are absolutely going to appeal to your morality, your emotions, and they are going to act as if it was a whoopsie, as if they were kind of on your side all along. They're coming along. They're awakening too. I realize this was wrong. I'm changing things, and it's all a lie. Allow me to read it one more time from Mr. Frank Herbert, the dude who wrote the Dune books, because he says it pretty well here. When I am weaker than you, I ask for freedom because that is according to your principles. When I am stronger than you, I take away your freedom because that is according to my principles. The people who have done everything in their power to destroy your country for the last 4 years have not changed that desire. They have not changed that mission, not even a little bit. But what has changed is who currently holds the seat of power. And they understand that they can appeal to your morality, your principles, and they can get you to do what they want. Or in the very least, they can make sure you don't come down on them like a ton of bricks. Now, after all, don't you want to live in peace? Hey, can't we get along? Yeah, I kind of woke up. I see it your way now. Don't you dare let them do that. Don't you let them do that. It's exactly what they're doing with the Pete Hegseth nomination. The reason they're rolling out all this Pete Hegseth stuff from his divorce and having a child here, and he was drunk at a house where women take their clothes off. And the reason they're leaking all these things out in the media every single day, it's not necessarily because they think it's going to work on everyone. It doesn't have to work on everyone. It only has to work on enough people, women like Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham came out today and said, well, I mean, some of these things are very, very disturbing, but that's exactly why they roll this stuff out. All it takes is appealing to enough people who say, ooh, that is gross. Oh, I don't like that. Ooh, I'm not comfortable. I don't like, ew, I can't, we shouldn't, that's not who we are. And boom, the reformer who was going to come in and change the multi-trillion dollar defense industry in this country gets bounced. How did he get bounced? They looked at your morality, one they do not share at all, and they knew they could use it against you. And they do so all the time. Be aware. Be as shrewd as snakes. Always be as shrewd as snakes, all right? All right. But before we talk about these crazy Koreans... Gosh, that country's going nuts. Before we deal with that, I think we should probably do some emails. Someone actually wants some Hegseth stuff and everything else. But first, let's talk about the IFCJ, shall we? Apparently, this Syria thing is going to be a mess for Israel as well. Everything appears to be a mess for Israel over there. I'm sure at this point they wish they could just pick that place up and relocate the whole country over here, but that can't happen being as how it's the Holy Land. Anyway, we have to probably try to help some people, the people on the ground who are suffering, starving, being murdered, terrorist attacks, rocket attacks. This is how people have to live their daily lives there. Isn't that unbelievable that that still happens in this world? And I've been there. Remember, we went there a couple years ago, and to think that that's how those people have to live, it's freaking awful. The IFCJ for over 40 years has been on the ground helping, doing what they can, being the hands and feet. They can only do it with your help, though. Go to supportifcj.org and help them. Or call 888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 877-377-4373. And you can go download a podcast of the show if you miss any part of it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I have no idea why everyone liked last night's show so much. Chris, what did I do? Was it just me being normally wonderful? What, Chris? Be honest, is that what it was? Or was the show too heavy for
you? It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Anyway, last night's show appears to have been a big hit, so go check that out. Now, the bad news before we get to the emails is Joe Biden is still the president, and he's traveling abroad, and we sent him to Angola, and that didn't go well.
You know, with you in Angola, a vibrant city, the city I know is not Angola, but in Angola, in a vibrant city.
And also, man, Joe Biden has really spent a lot of time on trains.
I must tell you up front, with American press here.
Which, honestly, if you're going to send an expert on trains, send Kamala or somebody.
I must tell you up front.
Or Pete Buttigieg.
I must tell you up front, with American press here.
Seriously, everyone was mad that Pete Buttigieg got put transportation secretary. Is there anyone else that knows more about trains?
I must tell you up front, with American press here, I'm probably the most pro-rail guy.
I bet he knows what a caboose is.
I must tell you up front, with American press here, I'm probably the most pro-rail guy in America. I've ridden over 1,300,000 miles on a daily basis to my work.
That's a long way to work. I'm going to defend Joe here. A long commute can be a grind. I've never had quite 1,000,000 miles a day, but I used to have, man, I've had some bad ones. I worked construction in a little town called Ajo, A-J-O. Chris, I know you don't habla.
Buenas tardes.
Ajo, Arizona is its name. I was living in Tucson, Arizona, and Ajo was 2 hours outside of town. And I was newly married. I was working construction, like I said, and Ob was pregnant. And so, obviously, I was trying to be there as much as humanly possible so I could go get her the soft-serve Dairy Queen, which she craves so much. You know, she never eats Dairy Queen ever. She's a health freak. But she got pregnant with our first kid, and it was Dairy Queen soft-serve. And so I wanted to be home to go get her soft-serve when she wanted. But it was 2 hours each way. Oh, yeah, Chris, it was brutal. So I had to get a little apartment over there when I had to stay overnight, only the apartment didn't have a dishwasher in it. So I had to bring Ob over to handle that for me. No, I'm kidding. I did have her come over as she was pregnant, and it was not great living conditions. When I say apartment, I really think you need to, whatever your expectations are, you need to lower those a lot. What, Chris? It was not an inflatable sofa, but if that sofa was younger than me, I'd be shocked. And there were cigarette holes burnt all over the thing. Like, it was very, very rough, and it was dangerous over there. It was not great. Anyway, so Joe, man, I hear you, buddy. 1.3 million miles a day. It's brutal. Jesse, it's massively hypocritical for anyone in Congress to criticize Pete Hegseth's personal life. Okay, one, that's obviously fair. Can you even imagine the FBI file they have on Lindsey Graham? That aside, they're not attacking Pete Hegseth's personal life or his past because they actually care about Pete Hegseth's personal life or his past. They're attacking Pete Hegseth's personal life and his past because they think it will appeal to you. and your emotions. Ooh, I don't like that. Ooh, I heard about this. Oh, I guess he's not qualified. That's why they do it. It has nothing to do with what he actually did. Dear Mr. Hawkins, I always thought your wife seemed very normal and lovely. However, last week you said something that stopped me in my tracks and raised some serious red flags while talking about your family being out of town. What did you mean when you said your wife doesn't let you wear the same pair of jeans 2 days in a row? Surely you don't wash your jeans after every time you wear them, right? What sort of jean regime are you living in? What are the jean rules in your home? How many pairs of jeans do you own? Okay, so first of all, I'm going to come out with some things here, and I'm going to hope Ob isn't listening. The problem is Ob is usually listening when they're making dinner or whatnot. They gather around and they listen. So we'll cross our fingers that she's not listening and no one is going to pass this information along. We should be pretty safe, right? It's not like it's a national radio show that's heard coast to coast. I have two pairs of jeans. I own, I would say, three or four, but I don't like how the other ones fit. When you're 6'8", it's hard to find how jeans fit. I have two pairs of Lee jeans. I think they're both Lee. I have two pairs of Lee jeans. They're the ones that seem to fit me the best. No, I don't change my jeans out every day. I will ride them depending on if it's hot. Look, if it's summertime in Houston, you really got to change them out every day. You're sweating in them. You don't want to sit in your own butt sweat. That's gross. But if it's not, I'll ride out a 3 or 4 dayer. And if Ob's not looking, I'll give him a quick smell check before I toss him on for that last day. It's just you and me talking here. I'll do this, okay? But you know I can't dress myself. I have no sense of fashion. I also don't like Ob correcting how I dress. So we will hang out all morning. We hang out all the time. But when it comes time for me to get dressed for work, I have to try to time it to where she's in the laundry room or doing something around the house, and I'll try to get dressed and slip out, because that's the only way you can get out without the patented Ob line of, are you going to wear that to work? Is that what you're wearing out? So it's not as if I change my jeans every day. It's more of a clothing in general thing. If I don't get out of the house without her seeing me, she's going to say something. And I want to wear shorts sometimes. I should be able to wear shorts. I should, Chris. And that Hawaiian shirt I wore the other day, I love it. And she hates it. That's why I put it on when she was out of town. Every time I put it on, she's like, are you going to the beach? Or something snotty like that. I love her. All right, let's talk about these Koreans. They're going crazy. Anyway, Joe Biden, I bet he uses Relief Factor. I bet he does. Look, if you think you have aches and pains, think about Joe. And Relief Factor works, you see. Relief Factor, it's 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. You have pain in your back and your neck and your muscles and your whatever, your elbow hurts. That's inflammation, and your body's actually already trying to fight it. The body just needs help. That's what Relief Factor is. It gives your body the boost to fight it naturally. And you can take it for 3 weeks and see if it works. It's a 3-week quick start kit. You don't have to sign up for some lifetime subscription. It's $19.95. Put it in someone's stocking. Talk about the ultimate stocking stuffer. Here, Dad, here's 3 weeks of Relief Factor. Let's get rid of that knee pain. Try it for 3 weeks. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Now, let's go to Korea. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday,
normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.